What is up? Welcome back to another episode of the Fit for Life with Aunt Julie podcast. Today I have a VIP topic suggestion, and that is tips for social occasions. So I completely understand that on your fitness journey and throughout life, you are going to have social occasions that you want to enjoy. But I want you to be able to enjoy social occasions and events without setting yourself back from achieving your goals. So in today's episode, I am going to cover 10 tips for social occasions. Balancing your fat loss goals along with socializing can be challenging, but it is totally achievable with the right strategies. So let's start off with some tips. The first one being planning ahead. So usually people know when they're going to be socializing, whether it's going to be a office lunch day for someone's birthday. Maybe it's that you have a special event coming up in the weekend. Maybe you want to go out for girls' night, drinks and dinner. Usually we know when something is going to be happening. And it's just important that we plan our meals for the day to ensure that they align with your goal of fat loss, if that is your goal, which is many people's goal. So choose nutrient-dense foods that are going to keep you full and satisfied throughout the day, but also plan your day around the night out. So if you know, for example, Saturday night you are going out for a dinner with the girls, have a look at the restaurant menu online, plan out what you're going to have, and have a proper plan of attack for that night. Are you going to have an entree and main? Are you going to share a main with a friend? Are you going to have an alcohol with that dinner? And if you are going to have alcohol, what are you going to have? By planning ahead, we can make sure that we don't completely blow our calorie budget out for the whole week. So an example of how I would handle a night out on a deficit, I personally would choose to have water as opposed to having alcohol. If you do really want to have alcohol, can you choose a lower calorie alternative? What does that look like? Maybe it's a soda with vodka or a spirit. Maybe it's that you're going to choose to have one glass of wine instead of a cocktail or two cocktails or two glasses of wine. Alcohol can really blow our calories out for the night. So planning ahead in terms of your alcohol is great, but also looking at the menu before you head out for a meal. So if I'm looking at the menu, I would ideally choose something that is high in protein, a steak, chicken, fish, and then pair it with something that is also in alignment with my goals. So maybe it's steamed vegetables, maybe it's a salad, maybe it's swapping out the fried chips for something that I can share with a friend. Maybe I will choose not to have an entree because I want to have dessert. So just being aware of the fact that you are going out for a meal and that you are going to enjoy, and then planning what you're going to have, planning the alcohol or no alcohol you're going to have with the meal, and then the level to which you're going to enjoy your food and drink. So are you going to have an entree, main, dessert? Probably not if your goal is to be in a calorie deficit. Once you've planned out what you're going to drink and eat for the night, then backtrack from that. What are you going to have on the day? Are you going to, you know, swap out some of your snacks in the day and choose not to have them so you have more calories for dinner? Are you going to choose to have a lean day? So you might choose to have, you know, a protein smoothie for breakfast. Will you choose to leave out some of your carbs with lunch or some of your fats with lunch so you've got more calories for dinner? It's really just about being prepared and backtracking from that dinner or that meal out and then planning your day around it. It is harder to stay on track in a calorie deficit, but it's not impossible. Number two, choosing wisely. So this is kind of similar to planning ahead. When you are dining out or attending social events, you can actually opt for healthier options such as the lean proteins, vegetables, salads, and then choosing to go for grilled or baked options as opposed to deep fried options. You can limit the higher calorie options such as the, you know, fried chicken, the pizza, the creamy sauces, or having additional desserts. And you can also choose to share your meals with someone else to kind of half that calorie intake too. Number three, practicing portion control. At the end of the day, all these tips go hand in hand. So you can practice portion control by, you know, limiting the size of the meals that you have. So you might choose to have an entree, like a starter instead of a main, if that's an option. You might choose to share with a friend. You might choose to not even finish the main meal and choose to take some home for the next day. So don't feel like just because you're going out for a meal, you have to finish absolutely everything on your plate, because you don't. You can use things like visual cues, such as your hand as a comparison for your portion sizes, so a fist size of protein, or To be honest, some restaurants these days even include the gram amounts. For example, if I go out for a steak, I'll have 150 gram steak. I know what that is. And then I can just portion out my carbs or my vegetables with that meal. So I've spoken about number four already, being selective with drinks. So choosing low calorie or zero calorie beverages such as water, teas, sparkling water, maybe it's a lighter calorie alcohol drink, you know, where you're pairing a spirit with a zero calorie beverage. So a Coke with whatever people pair with that. I don't drink, so I don't really know. But yeah, you might choose to go for a Sprite Zero or a soda vodka type situation. So limiting your sugary drinks and high calorie alcohol beverages such as a pina colada cocktail or high calorie mixes is a really easy way to cut your calories back from drinking. Staying active. So in the day, don't see going out for a meal as a free-for-all for the whole day. Just because you're going out for dinner at night and you know your calories are going to be off track, that, you know, maybe you won't work out, maybe you won't hit your steps, maybe you're not going to drink your water or do all your other habits in the day. It is really important that you don't see meals out or holidays and things like that as a all or nothing approach. Hit your workout, hit your steps, drink your water, hit your protein intake across the day, and try and aim to do the best that you can on that day, and then go out and enjoy time with friends and family for that meal. It's really not the end of the day if you are having a meal out, but if you're choosing not to stick to any of your habits for the day and every time one small meal out kind of throws you off track with all your other habits, it can really set you back when it comes to achieving your health and fitness goals. So try and stay active in the day. Mindful eating. When you are out and about, there are ways to practice being mindful. So things like putting your cutlery down in between bites, making sure that you're making the meal out about time with loved ones and quality time talking with them instead of it all being about the food and going out, finishing your food really quickly and not actually savoring it, eating slowly and paying attention to your hunger and fullness cues. I like to go out and really try and make it about those who I'm seeing, as opposed to just making it about the food that I'm consuming when I'm there, because I can eat really quickly. And to be honest, my meal could be done in a few minutes if I didn't focus on being more mindful. So try and avoid overeating while you're sitting there. Like, try and just enjoy the moment, chat with your friends, drink your water or whatever drink you've got, and really enjoy the present moment. That follows on to staying hydrated. So make sure that you are drinking enough water throughout the day, but then also making sure that you're drinking water with your meal or having water there so that you're not necessarily mistaking thirst for hunger. I often find that in the day, if I'm not drinking enough water, I tend to be more snackish and do feel a little bit more hungry. So staying hydrated, whether you're drinking alcohol or not, is a really great way to make sure that you're taking care of yourself from the inside out. Now, when it comes to other social occasions, whether that's hosting people at your house or going over to a friend's house, preparing healthy options is a really good way for you to stay on track but still enjoy. So we like to have friends over about once a month, in which we'll host, and I will usually prepare something such as a Thai green curry or some kind of another meal that I can make it kind of tailored to being higher protein and lower carb, which is still delicious, but I'm able to fit it into my macros and everyone else enjoys it too. So for example, if I'm doing a Thai green curry, I use a light coconut cream, and then for the rice, I'll prepare rice for everyone else, but I like to make myself a rice with some cauliflower rice as well so that I can eat twice as much, but it just fills me up a lot more and then makes me less likely to overindulge on everything else because I feel a lot fuller when I have that. And I am an absolute rice fiend. I love curry, I love rice, and I could eat so much rice. So I like to just bulk up the volume of mine by adding cauliflower rice to it. And then everyone else just has normal rice and they don't care, you know, if I'm going to have cauliflower rice with mine. I like to surround myself with people that aren't going to judge me for the foods that I eat, and they're totally fine with me having a separate bowl for my rice. Also, if you're going to someone else's house, you could bring a platter that is something you can enjoy too. So on a lot of your meal plans, if you're working with me on the Anjuli Fit Squad, you might have something like rice crackers, or you might have veggie sticks with hummus. This is something that you can easily prepare. You could do a little, you know, cracker dish with crackers, carrot sticks, some hummus, and bring that. You might choose to do apple and dip of some sort or a fruit and dip type situation. So I like to do yogurt with my apple, a protein kind of yogurt. If I've got people coming over, people tend to like that as well. You can definitely do healthy fruit platters, vegetable trays, or even grilled lean meats and whole grain snacks and lower calorie beverages that you can bring to people's houses. These days, there are so many low calorie alternatives when it comes to alcohol, but also when it comes to just drinks in general. So I always make sure if I'm going to someone's house, I bring something that not only others can enjoy, but that I'll enjoy and that kind of aligns to my goals at the time. And of course, this is going to vary whether my goal is fat loss, maintenance, or building muscle, because of course my calorie goals change with that. So don't feel like you can't bring something that is classed as a more kind of healthy option when you're going to people's houses. I've even done things as making my own sushi and bringing that, and they've always been a hit. Same with my Thai green curry. When we have friends over, people seem to love it, even when it's made with a light calorie kind of coconut cream. Okay, so balancing out your nutrition. There are going to be times in which, you know what, it doesn't actually matter what you eat because it is a very special occasion and it doesn't happen all the time. What would I class as a special occasion in which I don't really care what I eat on the day? I would say birthdays and weddings. And I'm not saying everyone else's birthday or everyone else's wedding, but I'm saying, you know, my birthday, Ross's birthday, our wedding day. These things are things that happen once every now and again. Of course, a wedding ideally is once and that's it, and then birthdays are once a year. And these are special occasions in which it's really not going to set you back. Where not caring about what you're putting into your body will set you back is if you are overindulging every single weekend, every birthday, every anniversary, every celebration you can think of. You are going absolutely crazy on the food and not being mindful with your nutrition. This will set you back, and you'll either find that you're maintaining weight because you're raising your calorie average for the week, week on week on week, or you'll find that you're gaining weight over time because you're doing it in excess all the time. So I'm not saying that, you know, people shouldn't eat out and they shouldn't enjoy special occasions, but I am saying you do need to be aware of what you're putting into your body if you are celebrating all the time or every single weekend. We really want to avoid that all or nothing mindset and focus on moderation, because at the end of the day, consistency long term is what matters. What we do every once in a while isn't going to set us back, but if we're continuously every single weekend falling off track, then you will find that you're not getting closer to your goals. So I do think it's important that you think about, you know, what special events are there in the year that you want to, you know, just enjoy and switch off for a little bit for, and what things do you want to make sure that you go into with a plan of attack. So meals out with friends, maybe it's a workplace, you know, colleague type birthday, maybe that's something that you want to have your meal prep for at work, but then in the weekend you know you've got a birthday party that you really want to enjoy a drink with. So it is really important that we're just mindful across the week and we balance out our indulgences, because it's totally fine to enjoy meals out and to, you know, not necessarily track every meal that we have, but it is also important to make sure that we're not doing that every single day or every single weekend if we have physique-based goals. Now, the last thing I'll say on this is prioritizing social connections. So I mentioned that socializing is not just about food. It is about meaningful social connections, conversations, and doing activities that nourish your well-being well beyond your food choices. So you don't have to always eat out with friends when you're catching up with them. Are there other things that you can do that you still enjoy that still gives you that quality time that isn't surrounded around food or drinking? For example, can you meet up with a friend to go for a workout? Can you meet up with a friend to go out for a walk or to go on a hike, to go do something that is active, that you enjoy, that gives you that quality of time, but it's not surrounded by food? Is it that, you know, you want to go out for a coffee date and you choose to have a cold brew or a long black or a coffee that isn't going to be, you know, 300, 400 calories because it's loaded with sugar and topped with whipped cream? There are ways that you can have those social connections and still have a social life on a health and fitness journey that don't necessarily set you back or aren't necessarily surrounded around food. And I do know that a lot of people tend to get a bit of anxiety when it comes to social events on their fitness fitness journey, especially on a fat loss journey, because for some of you, you know, if your goal is fat loss and you're not very active throughout the day, your calories might be under 1600 or under 1500 calories. And it's very hard to fit meals out when you're on lower calories. So finding other kind of social situations and social occasions that you can do with loved ones is a really good way to make sure that you can still stay on track. And even things like going to the movies, if you want to go to the movies with friends, you can still sneak in a snack that you can enjoy that fits into your calories, whether it's some light popcorn, maybe it's rice crackers, maybe it's, you know, a protein bar or something. You don't have to avoid social situations on your fitness journey. You just need to be smart about how you handle them. I hope that this helps at least one of you understand that on your fitness journey, it is possible to enjoy time with loved ones and to eat out. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's easy when you're in a calorie deficit, but it is totally possible. If you have any questions at all, I'd absolutely love to hear from you. Feel free to send me a message on Instagram. Or of course, if you work with me on the And Julie Fit Squad, you can just send me an email or ask me any questions in your check-ins as well for my VIP clients. If you're someone that needs help one-to-one, I'll put a link in the description of this podcast that you can, of course, you know, apply to have a chat with me about your goals and we can get you started working with me one-on-one so you can achieve your goals this year. I'll catch you in the next episode.